Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mornings with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Just to be clear on the stadium, if everything comes together, yes. You guys have said the focus is now the lakefront.
Yep.
Everything comes together, all the obstacles, the money. The plan is to put a shovel on the ground on the lakefront, or does Arlington Heights get a chance to come back?
The plan would be to put a shovel on the ground on the lakefront.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is Kevin Warren, the Bears president, the man in charge of getting this building done, the man who was hired for that purpose, wants to build a dome stadium on the lakefront right next to where Soldier Field currently is. They would take that down. They would roll the money still owed on the Soldier Field rehab, whatever.
Renovation.
$629 million, roll that in as part of the public $2.3 billion?
Well, okay, so the shindig today at Soldier Field's at noon.
Thank you.
They're going to unveil the renderings, which will get people very excited, and it will be the domed stadium museum campus with all the restaurant, the sports museum, the walkway to Northerly Island, all the things that we're going to be like, oh, did you see that? And we'll talk about it tomorrow. This is also going to be part of it. I don't know if they're going to announce this today or go into it, but this was in the Tribune, thankfully. Nice job. Nice job, Chicago Tribune, in getting this information. A $4.6 billion price tag is on this project. It's going to be $3.2 billion to build the stadium and $1.4 billion in proposed infrastructure improvements. Now, 4.6 is the total. $2.3 billion the Bears have pledged of their own money, of their own part of this. They're going to ask, basically, according to the story, for $2.3 billion in public financing. It's an audacious ask. It's a heavy public burden, and I just don't know how they're going to go about getting it done.
This is from that Tribune story. This is the sports economist J.C. Bradbury, who is voicing a common concern among economists. He said that whatever public money is earmarked for the stadium would be better spent on other public projects or return to taxpayers. And here's the quote. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on me. He said shame on you and shame on me. I changed. The Bears aren't going to leave one of the most iconic football markets in the country. Tell the Bears to pay for their own damn stadium, and if they don't like it, to go jump in Lake Michigan.
And to make the plan a reality, the Bears are going to want the Illinois General Assembly, which is why this is happening today, because of the assembly calendar. They want the General Assembly to approve new bonding for the Illinois Sports Facilities Authority, which carries the debt to for prior projects at Soldier Field and Guaranteed Rate Field. And this would happen over the next, wait for it, 40 years. 40 years. And sources say the Bears plan calls for debt to be repaid without raising the 2% hotel tax that currently goes to ISFA. 40 years. Our children's children will still be paying for this if they live in the city of Chicago. It's, an audacious ask.
It's high time those imaginary grandchildren got up and running and off their dead. They're more imagined than real.
It's more imagined than real. Yeah. I'm just putting it in those terms. But the $629 million, it is still from the last time we went down this road with Soldier Field or with the Bears home, the home of the Bears. And that money is being rolled into this debt. And so I think that given everything that's going on in the state and the city, it seems like a matter of priorities that are worth being questioned here. Because that's a lot of money for a sports facility being built by a franchise worth $6 billion, according to Forbes.
Wheel of Fortune is like a really popular game show. Mm-hmm. And they say part of the reason it is because it is a simple type of idea. There are a lot of bells and whistles and the wheel is moving and people will sit there and kind of jaw agape watch it. They better have a Wheel of Fortune type hypnotic event this afternoon.
You think so?
If they're going to pull
spin
this off.
The wheel?
I mean,
yeah.
I know that I love the renderings and the draw. And as long as I can stare at that and not think about tax or whatever. But when you get down to the nitty gritty,
yeah.
I wouldn't abandon the idea that they're heading to Arlington Heights, the 197.
I wouldn't either, because they'd be better off spinning a roulette wheel today.
Yeah.
And maybe seeing if they could win and spend. Because I don't know that this is going to get very far. We know why, according to Politico.com this morning, the McCaskies have enlisted a new team of lobbyists who are well-versed in how Springfield works.
Mm.
There's no fewer than seven names on that list. So they have, this is their front seven, if you will. They're going to try to sell legislators downstate on the idea that this $2.3 billion that the public needs to kick in to get this done is worthwhile. And I'm sure they're going to have economic impact numbers. I'm sure they're going to have grandiose rhetoric like, you know what, make no small plans because this is what we do in Chicago.
I love that rhetoric.
I love it too.
But it doesn't mean that we should be paying public dough to private organizations. It's a publicly owned building.
You can talk that way.
They're going to pay for half of it.
But if you're going to call yourself fiscally responsible, Kevin Warren, act like it.
Let me play you a cut from Greg Hines. We've had him on before, and he is the Cranes reporter. And he was talking with BBM yesterday about the whole leverage idea.
You're talking about the White Sox now.
I'm talking about there's another project on there.
Okay.
And Greg's been talking in kind of for the White Sox, if you will, but listen to what he had to say.
Well, that's kind of the hidden argument here that maybe favors Reinsdorf a little bit. Nobody thinks that the National Football League is seriously going to let the Bears move town. So the amount of leverage they have in terms of what they can get, how much the public is willing to contribute, is limited, particularly when Governor Pritzker, who'd probably have to sign off on any subsidy deal, has been saying, hey, billionaires don't need help. Why should the public invest? Whereas the Sox have, at least to some degree, a little bit of a credible alternative. They can move out of town. Reinsdorf has said that he doesn't have any plans to move, but at 88, he ain't going to be here too much longer, and his sons might well decide that the financially prudent thing is to move it to other towns, and there are indeed other towns that are seeking a baseball team. So he has a little bit more of a little leverage there, I think, than the Bears do, although the Bears certainly are viewed now as more glamorous and exciting, and, this is showbiz, and in showbiz, the glamorous, exciting project tends to get the public support.
Okay, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the Bears are leaving Chicago. I don't want the Bears to leave Chicago. I don't even want them to go to Arlington Heights. But I think that there's no danger that they're leaving. I also don't think the Sox are leaving. I think the Nashville thing is a lot of smoke and there's nothing there. But I think that the Sox probably do need a building, probably do need to prevent them from leaving. I don't know. But the Bears, there's no even attempt. There's not even a hollow threat that they'd go.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
No, I don't know. I respect where Greg Hines is coming from. I know it's a big story. I don't see it related to the noon press conference other than the matter of leverage and who's going to get to Springfield first. The White Sox have their own lobbyists.
Who are their lobbyists?
Their lobbyists are, according to Politico.com, they have enlisted Jerry Reinsdorf, John Kelly, longtime advisor and confidant, and John Daly Jr. as their lead lobbyists. Wow. So there's this race to get the public funding. But let's be honest here in terms of what that encompasses as well. Jerry Reinsdorf, if we're going to go there, has pledged, according to the Crane story, $200 million toward a building, a stadium project, a ballpark project that is said to cost about $1.25. So that's about 1/6 of what it would take to build the ballpark.
And the Bears are offering half?
And the Bears are offering half.
Although it's twice the money.
But they're also asking for $2.3 billion in public financing.
Right.
The White Sox, frankly, it's very complicated because it's only a small part. They're the anchor tenant for a bigger project.
Yeah.
It supposedly is $9 billion investment into the South Loop, which would set a record both for the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois in terms of private investment. So you're asking, though, $2 billion for the entirety of the 78 project in terms of public financing and $2.3 billion from the Chicago Bears stadium lakefront idea. You're talking about $4 billion between the two teams in these two projects in public financing.
Let's do them all. Let's do everything.
Well,
let's get it all done.
You can, and your grandkids are going to be really regretting that you were on board with this idea. Why did Grandpa want us to struggle in the city?
It's my fault.
It's your fault.
How did I get dragged into it?
But it's a lot, and people glaze their eyes. And you know what the unfortunate thing is? We spent 20 minutes talking about it just now. We spent earlier time talking about it, and then the rest of today. If you're a Bears fan, you want to be focused on Caleb Williams throwing to Roma Dunze and figuring out how many games you're going to win next year. Caleb Williams doing whatever he's going to do. You want to celebrate that. You don't want to be distracted by this.
The Bears look like the Chicago lakefront come draft day. They've been kissed by God.
Well,
rework some rhetoric.
As we said, the lakefront can be kissed by God, but reality needs to smack you in the face at some point.
Let's get to Don. Don's been waiting patiently on the west side. Hey, Don.
Hey, guys, I got a two for today. I just wanted to say, man, with the Justin Fields fans that still lay over, man, they got to look at this from a business aspect, and it's not personal at all, man. Like, the thing is, Ryan Pace's regime or whatever, however you want to call it, they set us back very far. So the Bears could not fully invest in the development of Justin Fields. But, hey, you still got a Chicago Bears football team you have to run. Life still goes on. So you can't say, well, okay, well, we're limited, so the team got to stop until we're able to catch up to invest in this guy. No, you have to do the best you can. You have to get the salary cap and then do whatever else the business aspect of football is. And then you got to think about your career. You got to think about your family. So the thing is Justin Fields is probably still going to be a good quarterback. Who knows? But the Bears just didn't have time for him to develop. And then, you know, you're putting your neck on the line too. So, okay, if I'm going to put my neck on the line, then I'm going to put my neck on the line for something that I can fully invest in, something that I can see. You know, it's like buying a car off the lot. You know, you buy somebody else's problem if you go to someone's house and, you know, just trust what they say, as opposed to you go to a lot, it's brand new, probably 0 miles on it. You know, that's what Caleb Williams is. So, I mean, it's just think, you know what I'm saying? The Bears, you don't think that Ryan Poles would have wanted Justin Fields to become the quarterback he needed him to be. Just think about the multitudes of options he will have with the number one and number nine pick now. Everybody's clamoring over Caleb Williams. Think about how the future would have been set up if Justin Fields would have been the quarterback we needed him to be. So, I mean, I just say stop looking at it from a personal standpoint. It's not personal. The guy's son got Fields' jersey hanging on his wall. So, he said it's just a business thing, man. So, as fans, let's just move on. There's no sense of hating on Caleb Williams and all of this. And, you know, it's nonsense, man. Okay.
Right. Well said, Don. Well said. That's exactly right.
Thanks, Don.
There's no need to worry about anything about last year's model. You got to get in the vehicle that you have. And it's a wonderful one.
Yep, it is.
Got a nice Porsche.
Right now, be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670, and you can win a pair of tickets to see Luke Bryan with special guests Bailey Zimmerman, Tracy Lawrence, and Chase Beckham. August 25th at Wrigley Field. Tickets at Cubs.com/LukeBryan, 312-540-0670.
It's a Layla Wednesday. We'll talk to Dan and Lawrence and Layla next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.